This month, we're trying something different. Instead of our usual audio essay, we're bringing you an appreciation collage from Southern Vermont, made up of a whole bunch of man-on-the-street interviews, or what people in the biz call MOSs, M-O-S's. Does anyone actually call them that? Who gave this guy the mic? You're listening to I Heart This. I'm Ben Lord. Let's talk about what we love. There's an old bumper sticker that goes, "If you're not angry, you're not paying attention." This might seem a little surprising coming from the gratitude guy, but I wholeheartedly endorse that idea. The world has plenty of crooks. Fat cats make fortunes on the backs of the vulnerable. Profit mongers trash the environment without remorse. Autocrats stifle freedoms to consolidate power for themselves and their cronies. I don't often talk about those things on this podcast. I mean, it is, after all, a podcast about appreciation, and I don't appreciate autocracy and injustice. Like the bumper sticker says, those things make me angry. After the election of Donald Trump last week, lots of people around me were angry and sad and afraid. And regardless of how you feel about the outcomes of this election, I imagine you can empathize with the vulnerability and hopelessness that many of my neighbors are feeling. If you're afraid of losing the democracy that you've enjoyed your whole life and believe that that democracy really is likely to unravel and that there is little that you can do about it, I mean, what do you do? Well, what most of my neighbors did was carry on with the work that they needed to do and hope that it would provide some kind of respite from their anxiety. When times are challenging, I find gratitude to be a refuge. So when I saw the despair around me, I decided to take I Heart This out to the people of my town. I walked around outside the farmer's market, along walking trails and in people's kitchens with a microphone, recording stories of gratitude that people were willing to share. It was good for me, and I think it was good for the people I talked to. Today's episode is a collage of those stories. Some of them are just what you'd expect. Some are a little off the wall, some are quirky, some are heartfelt. All of them are a response to the question, what are you grateful for today, and can you tell me a story about it? I think that they're beautiful, and I hope you do too. But there is one response that isn't here that's been stuck in my mind as I edited this project. One friend of mine, a smart, thoughtful man who cares deeply about his community and his world, told me he didn't want to share a story because, as he said, "I don't have it in me to be grateful right now. I can't let that take me away from my anger and my urgency." And I thought of that bumper sticker. If you're not angry, you're not paying attention. And that definitely gave me pause. I mean, could it be that focusing on gratitude wasn't the right thing to do? Instead of providing hope, was I actually delivering a kind of anesthesia that was preventing people from taking action? I mean, toxic positivity is a thing. It really is unhealthy for people to avoid the discomfort of grief or anger by covering it over with a cheery reminder to count your blessings. I mean, is that what I was doing? Anger can be useful. It makes us stand up for ourselves and address injustices and take a stand. I don't know what my country needs most right now, but my gut tells me that more anger isn't it. Despite my doubts, I do think there is a place for stories of appreciation right now. Gratitude can be a smokescreen, but it doesn't have to be. When we inspire people to remember the goodness of free speech in the public sphere or the bounty of this green earth, we are more likely to nourish and protect them, not less. So the stories that you're about to hear reminded me of things that I don't want to take for granted, but often do. They woke me up a little bit. Everything that people celebrated was something that might not have been. We could have lived in a world without these blessings. Many people already do. In fact, if there was a theme in all these stories, it was this. People felt most grateful for something when they had experienced its absence. Just like with anger, if we are not grateful, we are not paying attention. Our righteous anger, our gratitude, our love, our anxiety, these are not mutually exclusive things. There is room in these human hearts for all of them at once. All we have to do is keep them open. I hope you enjoy these stories of your neighbors who are willing to take a few minutes to open their hearts for you. So tell me something that you are grateful for that maybe other people tend to overlook.
Dental floss.
Dental floss. Okay, tell me more. What makes you grateful for dental floss?
You know that moment when there's just the slightest discomfort in your mouth and it's all you can think about? And then you get the dental floss and it's instant relief and everything feels better and open and clean.
Is there a moment in your life where you think you came to appreciate the glory of dental floss?
I don't know if I can pinpoint a specific moment, but it's definitely gotten more appreciative. I've become more appreciative as I've aged, and so have my teeth. But they're still lovely and strong, mostly because of dental floss.
I'm particularly interested in stories about things that you feel grateful for that other people might not notice or might take for granted.
I feel incredibly grateful to have been born in this country. I always have. I can remember being a really small child and realizing while I was playing a game of hide and seek with my friends how lucky I was to live here in the United States. And since I have had a family of my own and I have four daughters, the choices that they have here and the opportunities that they have here are really unbelievable. And for all of the things that we fight about in this country, it's still an amazing country on every level. And for young people growing up, for young women growing up right now, I feel like there is just so many opportunities. And yes, there are things that we could improve upon, but there are so many wonderful things. And watching them grow and have all of these choices and having all of these places they can go and do and schools they can attend. I mean, we're so fortunate here as a people and as parents raising our children. And I choose really more to think about that sometimes than to think about the other things that are not okay.
It is like a lottery, I think, that I was born, you know, where I was born, New York City, and during a time of, you know, we were working class, but not rich, but not poor. And I'm so grateful for indoor plumbing. I'm so grateful for clean water out of the tap. I'm grateful for every car I've ever had. They've all been fun. I'm grateful to have somebody in my life. I don't think people appreciate until you're alone how nice it is that you can share life with somebody, and that's my girlfriend right here. And she's absolutely, despite all our stuff that are not so fun sometimes and we have disagreements, but her love is, and her presence has totally enriched me. And I think it's taken for granted when you find somebody that you truly love and you don't realize what you have. I'm grateful for today, and it's a beautiful day, and thank you for letting us share.
I have a nice little organic vegetable farm in Dummerston. It's called New Leaf CSA Farm, and it's like the vast majority of our farming is a community supported agriculture program in which people come to the farm or other locations once a week and get veggies. And there are households who have been there, you know, supporting us as CSA members for many years, and there are people who work in the fields. And you know, it's just a great place to live. It's a ton of work, but farming, but it's wonderful. And all those people, the customers and the helpers, make it possible.
I want to share, first of all, I'm grateful for this gorgeous day and this opportunity to get out into it with friends and enjoy a bit of protected nature here in my hometown. And I am grateful for the opportunity to push through the laziness of wanting to stay in my house and getting out on these beautiful trails, and the opportunity to let my mind go empty a little bit and kill the chatter for a little bit. And that's when I feel deep gratitude sink in.
So I'm Felix, and I have built my own house over the last 4.5 years. And I started off living in a camper. Actually, 10 years ago, I started off living in a tent on my property while building my first house. And so I'm doing everything myself. And whenever I finish something, I am so amazed that it works. You know, when I got water, when I got electricity, and it still hasn't worn off after a few years now living in the house. Every time I open the tap and the water comes out, it's just miraculous. And like every time I step in the shower, I'm like, this is so amazing. Every time I flip a light switch, I'm like, this is so amazing. Like a light just goes on. So I'm just like, you know, I feel like when you start from such a low kind of baseline, from with nothing basically, living, you know, like in a tent in the woods, and then just slowly building your systems, it's like, I feel like you have a totally different relationship to all these technological amenities that everybody just has in their home and maybe doesn't think about. And yeah, I'm just, it's incredible to me, like the comfort that I have now.
I am grateful for this path through the woods, which changes in every season. Now we're noticing the bare limbs and the leaves and that profusion of acorns. I'm grateful for this friend with whom I walk this path every Sunday. I'm grateful to be in Vermont. And I'm grateful for people like you who want to hear what other people are grateful for.
I appreciate that so much.
Like, how much do I get paid? How much do you get paid?
I'm a member of ASCAP, so royalties need to be sent to the appropriate address.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that over the course of my podcast, I've probably made negative $1,200.
Well, I need to get 5%.
Okay. Right. So oftentimes we ask people to share something that they're grateful for that you think other people take for granted, or that you see kind of getting forgotten, but you can share anything in particular that you're feeling grateful for today.
Okay, I can do that.
All right.
I had a heart attack 5 years ago, and I got through all that, and what I realized afterwards is that I really like being alive. I mean, I really like being alive. I'm not going to be here forever. So every day, I don't really call it gratitude, but I mean, every day it's just, I'm lucky. I'm lucky to be here. So I write poetry. I compose music. I have all kinds of interesting, transcendent thoughts that come into my mind unbidden. And life is an exciting thing for me, and I like being here.
Well, I am very grateful that my husband is still here.
Yeah.
And I am very grateful that besides that health scare and, you know, issues that I have, that we are all otherwise relatively healthy, including my children. They are just healthy. And I think, I like the way they think. I like everybody, the way everybody thinks in my family. And I'm very grateful for that.
Hey, thank you both. I hope you both have a wonderful day.
We went to dinner last night with two other couples. In the afternoon, I had gone to run an errand at Brown and Roberts to get a grow light, and heard half of a story about a little kid who had gotten bullied because he was so tall, and then sort of found solace by going out in the woods and got very attached to fish. Later in high school and then in college, because he was tall, he got to be a basketball player. Didn't get bullied, but still loved to visit aquariums and whatever. He was on a pro team in a town that had an aquarium and used to visit, and had a girlfriend who worked at the aquarium. A dolphin in the aquarium swallowed a bolt. And
like a metal bolt?
A metal bolt. And in order to get the bolt out, they couldn't, nobody could reach it. They needed somebody with long arms. And so they called him up. He was about to fly out to a playoff game and was in the airport. And at that point, they broke. And I went into Brown and Roberts, and it ended up thinking I'd get back to hear the end. It was harder finding the right grow lights. And by the time I got back, the show was over. In the course of our conversation at dinner, somehow fish came up, and I mentioned that story. One of the couples at dinner had heard the end, but missed the, but had missed the beginning. They got in the car, and so I was able to fill them in at the beginning. Somebody from the third couple had heard the middle, and neither the beginning or the end. And so we were able to patch the whole story together because they sent a limousine that picked him up at the airport, held the airplane. Because of his long arms, he could reach down the dolphin's throat and pull out the bolt. And then forever after, every time he visited the aquarium, the dolphin would come up and greet him.
That is an awesome story.
It was an awesome story, and even more awesome that it took three couples to put the whole story together.
My gratitude story is about the take a penny, leave a penny jar, because I collect wheat back pennies. I've always done this since I was a kid. My grandparents would have jars of pennies and other coins, and I would take, they would give them to me and my brother, and we would take them, and I would sort through the entire collection and take out the wheat backs. And about, I don't know, like 5 years ago, the collection kind of, the finding kind of dried up. Like I couldn't find any of them, so I figured they were all gone. Everybody had collected them, because it turns out I'm not the only person who collects them. And at that point, I probably collected about, I don't know, like $5 worth of pennies, because they're worth a little bit, maybe more than a cent. I think there's like a couple that have been miscast or something like that, and they're worth $20 million, but I don't have any of those. So I kind of gave up. And then like about a year and a half ago, I was sifting through the pennies at the co-op, leave a penny, take a penny, and there were two of them.
There they were.
There they were. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, cool. And the cashier was like, what? They're pennies. Oh, and I think the one that I picked up was like, it was like a 1913 penny, because they were minted from like 1909 to 1958. And usually the ones you find are like the 1950s and sometimes a 40, 44. Very rare to find one way back then. I'm pretty sure somebody dumped their collection. And so I'm really grateful for them too. Yeah. Thank you. Because it's just fun. You go through them. You can go through them really fast. They're right here on the table here. These are the ones I found in the past year and a half. Yeah, mostly from the co-op. Every once in a while, you'll get change you look at your change. Now, this is the takeaway. Always look at your change, and you just look for this kind of gray brownish patina, and you flip it over, and there it is.
Grateful for the random acts of kindness that people just randomly do. In particular, when we went out to Chicago, as we were coming home from St. Louis on the train, we had a 7-hour layover in Chicago, and we needed to leave our luggage somewhere so we could go explore the city. And it turns out that there was no place we could leave our luggage. But one of the people that worked there, she just was a random person. She saw us and stuck with us and kind of guided us, said, you know, maybe go here. They might be able to help you. And when that didn't work out, she took us someplace else. And finally, she got us to a place where we could leave our luggage. It wasn't her job to do what she was doing. She just decided to help us. It was really nice.
I'm grateful for friendship. As I left my friend's house this weekend in Long Island, I realized I've known him since 2016, which is coming up on 8-9 years. And I'm appreciative of the fact that I can drive to his house, sleep on his couch, spend time with a good friend, and go home, knowing that I will probably know him for a long while. Life is better with friends.
I'm grateful for winter sports. There's been many a time in my life where, you know, it's winter in Vermont, and there might be snow on the ground, but more than likely, it's just kind of frozen ice piles on the side of the road. You get up and you have kind of a slumpy day, and then you go with your friends to the ice rink, and it just feels so much better afterward. You get to say hi to people, and you get to move fast and feel a little bit like you're flying. When I was in school, every Friday, you would go and get on a bus with your friends and go to the ski mountains and all go skiing together for a day. And that was really, really awesome. It was just a great experience to do something so fun and freeing with people that you loved. Yeah, I'm thankful for winter sports for getting us outside during the winter and enjoying a time of year that can be kind of yucky, especially when you get trapped inside. So thank you, winter sports. I remember the first time my mother took me downhill skiing, and I was really worried that I wasn't going to be very good at it. When we got to the top of the mountain, I was really, really worried that I was going to crash into somebody, but it's the closest I've been to flying, and it was just really incredible.
So tell me something that you're thankful for.
Something that I'm thankful for today is books. Books are great. They can tell you stories with words, and words are great. Words are symbols that we've made to make sounds, and sounds put into groups to make meaning. Like, who would think that B-O-O-K would mean book? Only if we knew the language. I really wonder how people create language. I'm thankful for language, books, and writing. So in around fifth grade, I started really reading chapter books and normal size books. And that's really what really made me think about how great they were. I like Door of No Return by Kwame Alexander. It's probably my favorite book. It was beautiful. I loved the poetry, and it was harsh. It was a really hard book, but it was beautiful, and I really liked it. And also, I loved the way he writes. It's really beautiful.
It's a weird thing for a stranger with a microphone to come up and ask you to tell a story. I mean, there's good reason to hesitate. It's the type of situation where you encounter con artists and evangelists and people asking for money. How cool is it then that so many people were willing to stop amidst their busy days to share something with us? Shoutouts to them. Obviously, this episode would not have happened if they didn't. And finally, just a reminder that I usually take the months of December and January off for My Heart This, so our next episode will come out on February 14th, 2025. I've been toying with a lot of ideas about changes or other projects that I Heart This can do. So, one, I'd love for I Heart This to branch out into video. I mean, wouldn't that be fun? Two, I'd love to invite guest writers and guest hosts to contribute their own essays and voices to I Heart This. I'm thinking about another podcast or video project or whatever it is called How Do We Know That?, which would explore the histories behind ideas that we accept as true because our science teachers told us they were, but are actually quite weird. Like, how do we know the Earth has a molten core if no one's ever been there? Or whose idea was it that birds are actually dinosaurs? Or how did people discover ultraviolet light if it's totally invisible? If you are interested in any of those things, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Reach out to me at ben@iheartthispodcast.com. If you heart I Heart This, then please spread the love. Sending a link to your friends is the number one way to spread the word. So if you enjoy this episode, share it. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave us a review. It's fast, it's easy, and it really does help people find us. I'd love to know what you thought of this episode. So send your thoughts to me at ben@iheartthispodcast.com. I Heart This is written, edited, and produced by me, Ben Lord. Our logo was designed by Bryony Morrow Cribbs. Our theme song is used with permission from neosounds.com. New episodes are supposed to be released sometime around the 14th of every month, but as I said before, our next one's coming out in February. You can find our complete archive with transcripts of each show on our website at iheartthispodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook at iHeartThisPodcast for announcements of episode releases so you don't miss any and get occasional musings about things to be grateful for. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, be kind, be curious, and be thankful.